This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What I've got to say really boils down to 2 points, although I'm going to take a long time making these 2 points. Number one, America's economy is not just better than it was 8 years ago. It is the strongest, most durable economy in the world. That's point number one. Point number two, we can make it even stronger and expand opportunity for even more people. But to do that, we have to be honest about what our real challenges are, and we've got to make some smart decisions going forward. Over the past 6 years, our businesses have created more than 14 million new jobs. That's the longest stretch of consecutive private sector job growth in our history. We've seen the first sustained manufacturing growth since the 1990s. We cut unemployment in half, years before a lot of economists thought we could. We cut the oil that we buy from foreign countries by more than half. Doubled the clean energy that we produce. For the first time ever, more than 90% of the country has health insurance. Now, where we haven't finished the job, where folks have good reason to feel anxious, is addressing some of the longer-term trends in the economy that started long before I was elected that make working families feel less secure. These are trends that have been happening for decades now, and that we've got to do more to reverse. Let me be clear about what those are. Despite the drop in unemployment, wages are still growing too slowly. And that makes it harder to pay for college or save for retirement. Inequality is still too high. The gap between rich and poor is bigger now than it's been just about any time since the 1920s. The rise of global competition and automation of more and more jobs, the race of technology, all these trends have left many workers behind, and they've let a few at the top collect extraordinary wealth and influence like never before. And that kind of changes our politics. So all these trends make it easy for people to feel that somehow the system is rigged and that the American dream is increasingly hard to reach for ordinary folks. And there are plenty of politicians that are preying on that frustration for headlines and for votes. So you have a choice to make, Elkhart. You do. Between more or less inequality. Between stacking the deck for the folks who are already doing great or making sure everybody has a chance to succeed. That's the economic choice you face. That's what's at stake in this election. Two very different visions for our economy. If we get cynical and just vote our fears, or if we don't vote at all, we won't build on the progress that we started. We've got to come together around our common values, our faith in hard work, our faith in responsibility, our belief in opportunity for everybody. We've got to assume the best in each other, not the worst. We've got to remember that sometimes we all fall on hard times, and it's part of our job as a community of Americans to help folks up when they fall. Because whatever our differences, we all love this country. We all care about our children's futures. That's what makes us great. That's what makes us progress and become better versions of ourselves. Because we believe in each other.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information on the show. And if you want to drop me an email, especially right now because we're giving away that new DVD Blu-ray disc of the Young Messiah, just drop me a line. Say, Martinez, put me in the hoppa. I want a shot at that free DVD. Just send me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you include your address, too, because we're going to think positive, and it'll just expedite everything to make sure that, hey, if you are the winner, then you will get that free DVD. Thank you so much. Hey, with us right now is the one, the only Red Alert Politics editor, Ron Meyer, on Bill Martinez. Ron, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks for that introduction.
Yeah, I mean, if you want me to go around, I'll be around the office for you. I'll be on the speakerphone. Hey, the one, the only, Ron Meyer.
No, it reminds me of my days playing baseball. If you had like a really good announcer, nobody.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, I did, early on in my career, I did a little bit of sports announcing, so maybe that's where it came from, I guess. But anyway, hey, Ron, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about, you know, Gary Johnson's entrance as the libertarian choice here. This is, as you say, been, you know, a rather unique election process this season. I mean, we keep saying over and over again at every turn, this is like no other, you know, no other campaign that we've ever seen before.
Well, that's right. And so Gary Johnson, you'd think that having a strong libertarian in the race would actually usually hurt the Republican. And so as we've seen more polling come out with Gary Johnson in the race against Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, we've actually seen something really interesting come with the data. We've seen that disgruntled Bernie Sanders supporters, if Sanders doesn't win the nomination, which doesn't look very likely, we've seen that a lot of them are actually looking at the Libertarian as a possibility. With him in the race, with Johnson in the race, the youth gap between Clinton and Trump closes significantly. And Hillary Clinton loses much more support than Trump does, especially from millennials, but overall. And so what we're led to believe is that a lot of these disgruntled Sanders supporters are actually would be willing to go over to Johnson. And even we see some of them are willing to go over to Trump because of how frustrated they are with Hillary Clinton and the Democrat process. And so what we've seen in the numbers is that having a libertarian in the race has actually helped Trump close the gap with Clinton. So we would never expect that. But the dynamics of this race are so different. And Johnson is such actually an abnormal libertarian candidate in that he's so socially liberal, and he's actually kind of an environmentalist, and he's obviously very anti-war, that he's appealing, and pro-marijuana, too, that he's appealing with those values to millennial voters. And that's a huge base in the Democrat Party. And if you deprive them of a significant chunk of their base, it really counts double against them in the votes. And so that's why we've seen Trump get a bump from this.
Yeah, kind of interesting, Ryan. You know, here you are talking to a former Republican, gone libertarian, in Gary Johnson, and I guess the initial polling projection on him is that, you know, he walks in with about 10% of the poll just by getting there on the ballot. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
It is pretty incredible. We've seen, and we remember that with millennials, he's polling around 20%, 18 to 20%. And you have to remember, there's another alternative party candidate that's going to take even more millennials, and that's Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate. When all four of them are in the race, what we saw in a poll yesterday that included all four of them is that they both win 8% of the millennial vote and about 10% combined overall. That's gigantic. That's unprecedented. Now, the question is, will these numbers stick? And my indication is, it'll depend on Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. But my indication is that there are a lot. I mean, the disgruntled Democrats right now are vastly outnumbered the Never Trump movement. And that was sort of a shock to me, that change. But that's just the way it's turned out. The Democrat Party, with their nomination system, has proven themselves to be undemocratic. And younger, sort of idealistic voters can't stand it. They just can't stand it. Mm-hmm. The Democrat Party that's supposed to be sort of their party is, has superdelegates that rig the system, that is backing a candidate that's backed by Wall Street and by all these super PACs. They are so frustrated that they're willing to do just about anything but vote for Hillary Clinton.
Well, Gary, to your point, what I'm hearing from Democrats is they say to me that they've hijacked our party, that they don't know their party anymore, which I think is quite interesting. And that even on this other poll that came out yesterday, that I think was over 70% of the Democrats said, hey, we don't care if Hillary gets indicted anyway. She's still our gal.
Isn't that amazing, right?
Yeah, that blows me away. I'm sorry,
Well, and that's the funny thing. If you looked a couple months ago at the polls with Donald Trump, it almost looked like there was no foreseeable way he could win, and there's no way he could close the gap. But what we've seen is he's become the nominee. Some Republicans have decided, okay, well, he's not the perfect candidate, but I'll vote for him over Hillary Clinton. But at the same time, what we've seen is a total collapse of the Democrat Party because of Hillary Clinton and because of that divide in the Democrat Party that you just talked about. So there are Democrats who would support her, even if she was in prison. But what the problem is that there's a lot of Democrats who aren't sort of your old blue dog, Arkansas-type Democrats, who are these new Democrats, whether it's the folks in, diverse communities or younger communities, who are saying, I'm not really sure I want to be a part of this movement that's about cronyism, that's about, nepotism, that's about supporting Wall Street and being backed by super PACs. They want to be about something different and fresh. And that's why I think these third parties are appealing to them. And by the way, if you look at the millennial vote overall, what we're seeing is that of the – so 5% of millennials right now, 5% who are Sanders supporters now are switching over to Donald Trump. And that in and of itself is incredible.
That's
huge. Could help Donald Trump outperform Mitt Romney's youth vote numbers. We're seeing Hillary Clinton at around 40% of the youth vote. Remember, Barack Obama scored more than 60% both times. If she loses that 20%, there's almost no way that she can win this election, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
This 2 months has been the biggest shift in polling we've seen in history, because Trump was losing to Clinton by 12 points, the Real Clear Politics average, just 2 months ago, and now he's tied with her. And primarily because of this phenomenon that we've been talking about.
Well, Ron, when you break it down, how does she fare still in the Electoral College? Because some of the stuff we can see on the top, and then she's still winning states here and still winning some, key electoral, college votes.
That's correct. And so it comes down in a lot of ways to Pennsylvania, because I don't see Trump, even now, this is pretty high. This is a high point in the polls, and he's still losing pretty significantly in Virginia. And if you can't win Virginia, you basically have to win Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio, and look at some of your other Midwest states. But that's sort of Donald Trump's, I think, play, is that he's going to play in some of these Midwest states, Wisconsin and Michigan potentially, where there's just a lot of blue-collar workers who have lost their jobs and that he appeals to with his immigration stances. And so, that's sort of the interesting thing about Trump is that, personally, I don't really agree with him on trade, but there's no doubt that there's a huge section of our voting population in America that agrees with his trade policies that's never been represented in elections as Pat Buchanan. And so those people are going to turn out for Trump. And that's sort of the interesting dynamic here. And that'll be what we have to watch, is we shouldn't just be polling the regular swing states. We got to be polling some of these other states that might come into play. So Republicans might lose some states that they normally could win, but we might pick up some that we normally don't.
Hey, Ron, one quick point here, about 15 seconds. David French, what's your thought?
David French, we just have a video on Red Alert Politics right now of him actually comparing himself to a Sith Lord and doing these awkward screams. He's a goofy guy. A lot of us know him personally, but this is serious, and it's sort of embarrassing for Phil Crystal to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, that's too bad. Red Alert Politics editor Ron Meyer has been with us. Ron, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As peak real estate season continues, an inaugural Home Buyers Insights report from Bank of America reveals that first-time home buyers are prioritizing their long-term housing needs over the traditional starter home option. 75% of first-time buyers surveyed would prefer to bypass the starter home entirely and purchase a place that will meet their future needs, even if that means waiting to save more money. Furthermore, 35% of first-time buyers surveyed hope to retire in the home they're planning to buy. Steve Boland, head of consumer lending at Bank of America.
We're living in a time where new home buyers are more aware than ever of what it means to make a large investment like buying a home. Whether it's a desire to pay off prior debts first or a preference to plant their long-term roots early, it's clear that potential buyers want to thoroughly plan ahead before buying their first home.
For more insights into what first-time home buyers are looking for this season, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez live.
What a rich history we have, America. Hey, this is what we're fighting for, the history that brought us, maybe to this point, you might say. But, a lot of people want to rewrite history because if they do, as has been said by a couple of your favorite socialists and Marxists, that he who controls one's history controls their future. So the future is up to us, ladies and gentlemen, but we got to stand up. This, after all, is a government designed for we the people, a government of, for, and by we the people. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. David Drucker is with us right now, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner, previously reported for a CQ Roll Call, and was the former associate politics editor for Roll Call, as well as reporting for the Los Angeles Daily News. David, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good to be back. Thank you.
Hey, you're on the trail. The campaign continues here. We're just having all kinds of fun, as you say. It's better than the three-ring circus now.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's less believable than a three-ring circus, but it's actually happening. So
yeah, right before our eyes.
Continue to make sense of it all.
Well, and I know a lot of Republicans are still, you know, trying to get their brain wrapped around Donald Trump. It seems that about the time, and you and I have talked about this before, about the time that people are saying, okay, I can accept it. There's something goofy that comes up. But right now, it just seems that, you know, Donald Trump has set the stage, and goofiness, I guess, is probably the best one word description of what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, you know, what he's been able to do successfully in this campaign is make his antics, which would normally be considered unacceptable and beyond the pale, sort of normal and an afterthought. Mm-hmm. His numbers with Republican voters in terms of his approval ratings continue to climb and head towards 90%, which is kind of where he needs to be to at least be in a position with his own party to win in November. And, you know, it's sort of one of those things that on the one hand, the voters obviously nominated him and they're coming around one way or the other. I think it's a little bit more complicated than just sort of a blind loyalty, but they're coming around. Mm-hmm. But elected Republicans who may have varying constituencies and maybe looking ahead to, you know, the unknown of Trump in November, because it's not yet, it's clear that he can win. It's not, you know, by any means clear that he will win.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're trying to hedge their bets, but also deal with the fact that on key issues, on major policies that they have run on and, you know, talked about supporting their entire political lives, he's different. He's got mm-hmm. different positions. And so they're having to find creative ways of explaining why they're supporting somebody who they completely disagree with on foreign policy, on economic policy, and other matters, and it's, you know, it's a little bit tricky.
Yeah, and they've got to find a way to do this. I mean, Mitch McConnell coming out and saying, look, Donald Trump is not going to redefine the Republican Party. Well, Mitch McConnell, let me tell you, Donald Trump is redefining the Republican Party. You better figure it out, or you guys are going to be left in a cloud of dust here, because, as you say, David, we don't know, you know, we do know that he's got a shot. Where a year ago they said there's no way that he's going to be able to do anything, but he's been able to move a voter constituency. Now the other concern is, hey, can he help the down line? Is he going to help other Republicans win their case? And also, are the Republicans going to use the power of Donald Trump in terms of fundraising?
Right. Well, I mean, so much to unpack there. I mean, look, first of all, we know the nominee always defines the party. So at least for the present time, Donald Trump is the Republican Party. Is he going to fundamentally overhaul what it stands for? We actually don't know that for several reasons, but it's possible that he could. But, you know, even if and one of the reasons we don't know that yet is because there are a lot of Republican voters who agree with everything Donald Trump has to say. There are a lot of others that don't.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of assume it's all an act just to get elected, and they're really voting for him despite philosophical objections because they want an outsider to go to D.C. and really shake things up, and they just don't have faith in the people that they agree with to do the things that they wish they would do, so they don't see any harm in sending somebody to D.C. that's going to do a whole bunch of things they don't agree with. And in fact, there's a new Quinnipiac poll out today. Only 19% of voters think Trump is going to build a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you have a lot of people voting for him that don't actually think he can do any of the things he says he's going to do, but they're voting for him for other reasons. So so you've got that issue, and you know, and then you've got the issue of Republicans that don't want to be on the hook for Donald Trump's behavior on the campaign trail, because I think they rightly assume, and I think rightly in this case, that they can't get away with what he gets away with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If Donald Trump wants to, you know, if he wants to ridicule in a very sort of verbally abusive, crude way, his opponents, whether they're, you know, whoever they are, right? I think Donald Trump can get away with doing that. I don't think if you're Mitch McConnell, you can't.
Right, exactly.
Mitch McConnell and say, yeah, you know, he made fun of women, or he made fun of Rosie O'Donnell, or he called Hillary Clinton, whatever it is, right, that we would just consider beyond the pale. I think Mitch McConnell is correct to assume that he can't actually stand by it, but he can sort of tacitly just say, hey, man, he's the nominee and the people voted for him. But if he joins in, I think McConnell will get pummeled in a way that Trump won't.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is part of the dance Republicans are doing. But again, you know, in that story, Bill, the main point I was trying to make with the reporting was, since when do we go around asking Republicans or Democrats if they are going to endorse their nominee?
Right.
Of course they're going to endorse their nominee. We just ask them what they like about him.
Exactly.
But Trump is so unusual, it's actually a newsworthy question to ask, are you endorsing Trump?
Yeah. Well, it's that same question that came out of the first debate out of Fox, right? Megyn Kelly and Bret Baier's question it was more Bret Baier asking everybody, are you going to support the final nominee? And, I mean, even down to Trump, and it was all, you know, a little additional drama and you know, a little fun play there. And he has to sign an official document from the RNC, and now the rest of the guys that have fallen off have been reluctant. And, you know, some of them have been reluctant, said, hey, there's no way I can support him. Well, you were on stage, and everybody raised their hand, basically, and said, yeah, I'm in. I'll support the eventual nominee. And now they're backing out on it.
Yeah, well, look, that's how crafty Trump is, right? Because it's it's usually not a question you would ask.
Yes.
So everybody on that stage, I thought back to that. Everybody on the stage raised their hand. Trump doesn't. Trump gets all, you know, he gets criticized. So because of Trump not raising his hand, there's a pledge. A pledge is designed. Everybody signs it. And the only people that are screwed by it are everybody else and not Trump, even though he even kept threatening to back out on the pledge.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how these candidates allowed themselves to be twisted into knots by Trump, because they didn't have, you know, the wherewithal to kind of realize what he was doing. Now, a lot of people didn't. I mean, I didn't. This is all hindsight on my part. But that's how crafty he has been. He does something completely unusual, quasi-unacceptable, but it's everybody else that gets damaged by it. And that's a credit to him and the campaign as he ran in the primary.
A little sidebar here, David, was yesterday the PGA said, hey, we're taking away one of the tour events at Doral, and we're going to go to Mexico. And you say 19% of the people actually believe that Trump will build the wall. And I thought it was really hysterical, because Rory McIlroy, he says, I'll climb the wall to go into Mexico to play in the tournament.
Yeah, I almost did a hashtag over the wall with that news on Twitter, but I just decided to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, part of this is they couldn't get sponsors. They couldn't get sponsors because Trump is, number one, he's a political candidate now, but his what he says is so incendiary that when you look at the country writ large, I mean, yes, he won the Republican primary, and what he accomplished was pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
But the country writ large, politically, is much more diverse in its opinion and outlook and what it finds acceptable than the Republicans, you know, than the Republicans that turned out of the primary. And, you know, as Trump, I'm sure, would tell you, it's all about making money. They couldn't get sponsors.
Yeah.
They couldn't get sponsors because they don't want to be attached to Trump.
Exactly.
It's one of the reasons why companies are backing out of helping to underwrite the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Coca-Cola is bailing. Hewlett-Packard's bailing. And you know, these are companies that always participate.
Exactly.
They don't.
Well, David, we're out of time.
It's all about the bottom line.
David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, David.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvenup, because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from I Like the Way It Look.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ilikethewayilook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ilikethewayilook.com. ilikethewayilook.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Live. Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, coming at you in over 280 markets across these United States and around the world via shortwave, tune-in radio, all the usual places. Just go to our website. You can figure out and pass on the good word so that, hey, you can join in on our journey here to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. Our next guest is the author of the new book, The Closing of the Liberal Mind, How Groupthink and Intolerance Define the Left. Dr. Kim Holmes is a distinguished fellow, the Heritage Foundation historian, and former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State. Dr. Holmes, good to have you back here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thanks, Bill, for having me back.
Hey, good to have your input here. I got to tell you, I really appreciate the wisdom of your book and insight. And I want to say to our audience, you need to get your hands on this book. It really will open things up when we talk about the closing of the liberal mind and what is happening with with the conversation and why it's being controlled, and even in the midst of, I think, a new season that we seem to be turning here in this country. We've knocked down some of these walls of political correctness, but it's not necessarily a taken-for-granted kind of thing because the liberal mind has worked hard to, shut things down here. And so they're not going to go down easy, are they?
No, they're not. And it's, as you rightly point out, and thanks for what you said about the book, the reason I wrote the book is I wanted to connect the dots, not only the history of what's happening with progressivism, how it's becoming increasingly intolerant and closed-minded, but also to connect the dots about how it's being done today.
Mm-hmm.
It's being done across the board in the campuses, which are very obvious with speech codes and safe spaces and the like, and then attorney generals going after so-called climate change deniers. And then also in this administration where particularly the Justice Department and the IRS have been abusing their power and going way beyond not only what the Constitution prescribed for them to do or not do, but also using them in the case of the IRS to go after the political enemies of the president.
Exactly. Well, this is the Richard Nixon administration all over again, and shades and memories of that, Dr. Holmes. And,
yeah.
And you know, this is pretty scary stuff, and why we're tolerating it. And every time I see John Koskinen come on the, you know, tube, and he's being asked some questions, and he just seems so smug and arrogant about, you know, answering any kind of questions and being held accountable to any degree. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you're here doing the people's bidding, and you're representing me like this? That's unacceptable.
Yeah, he obviously has contempt for anybody who criticizes him and for people who are investigating him in the IRS. I think it's for a couple of reasons. One, he's a career bureaucrat in Washington who believe in their bones that they are just simply no better than everybody else.
Exactly.
But the second reason is that he knows this administration, the FBI and the Justice Department, will not investigate him and will not allow a special prosecutor, which is the normal way you get around these kinds of problems. So the only recourse that the American people have is the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it started out in the House Oversight Committee, chaired by Jason Chaffetz.
Exactly.
That were examining what was happening with the IRS. And then there was discussion of whether or not there should be articles of impeachment brought against the IRS commissioner. And now that question has gone to the Judiciary Committee, chaired by Bob Goodlatte. And they had one hearing already. They may have another hearing because they just feel that, that this administration has a habit of going around the Congress and trying to ignore it. And B, there's not been cooperation from the IRS and particularly the IRS commissioner who misled the investigation. And some emails were disappearing. They said they didn't exist and they reappeared. All other kinds of questions which have come out in these hearings. And so the question now is that what other recourse does the Congress have?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're looking at this whole question of impeachment.
Well, is the stuff that Koskinen has done in terms of, getting rid of evidence that was requested by the committee, I mean, he destroys the evidence, claims it doesn't exist, destroys it. I mean, this is criminal, isn't it?
Well, it's in the context of impeachment, you can impeach an official. The Congress can impeach an official whether for any reason that it chooses. It doesn't have to necessarily be criminal.
Mm-hmm.
If there was, for example, a special prosecutor that was drawn up and they could examine the question of whether or not there was criminal action, that was something that they could look into. But that's not really what's being discussed with the impeachment process. The impeachment process is ultimately the people's house, and of course would have to eventually go to the Senate if it were successful in the House, to say that this official has lost our confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And the Congress has the right to do that. It's the constitutional right of the Congress to do this. It's extraordinary. It's true. It doesn't happen very often. But the reason it doesn't happen very often is because for most of our history, there's been a give and take between the executive and congressional branches of government.
Right.
And when you, here you have a case in the Obama administration where they've gone bend over backwards to try to go around the Congress and at the same time don't hold their own people accountable. That's why I think this extraordinary measure is being considered.
Exactly. Well, the thing that I pause to consider here, in much the same way that Harry Reid from the well of the Senate mischaracterized or just flat out lied about Mitt Romney, and then later on when it was brought to discussion, he just kind of giggled and laughed about it and said, well, he didn't get elected anyway. The IRS's entry into the political forum and crossing some boundaries that they should never have crossed back in the Lois Lerner days, I insist they still have an impact, or still impacting the political landscape to this very day, that those threads and those arms into the political discourse are still part of the political environment today because of what they've done.
Yeah, it was intended to send out a chilling effect on certain organizations. I was on the board of one of the organizations that was being targeted by the IRS. I was doing educational work with students in secondary and in primary schools. And yet, because it had, words like patriot and constitution in it, they were being targeted. The IRS is a very powerful organization. Everybody knows that. But it also is one that has its own special rules for investigation. And it has police powers in the sense that it can obviously confiscate your money. Has its own court system, but it doesn't follow the same rules of evidence and the like that you find in the regular judiciary process in the criminal courts. And so you have to be very, very careful about allowing abuse of this agency. And you're exactly right. When you mentioned about Nixon, it was also LBJ in the 1960s.
Right.
There were times where the IRS in the past was used for political purposes, abused for political purposes. But after Watergate, there was a consensus between the two parties that, look, we can't do this. And it was like a ceasefire on both parties that we need to pull back on this and not allow this to happen. President Obama has broken that ceasefire. He's now returning the IRS to the old ways of allowing for abuse that should have been history, frankly.
Right. Well, Kim, as a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State, I want to get your read on Hillary Clinton's email position and what she did and didn't do in terms of protecting the email information, classified information.
Well, if you're a Secretary of State or even Assistant Secretary of State, as I was, you cannot have your own private server and do business on it. It is true that Colin Powell, and I think even to a lesser extent Condi Rice, may have conducted some business on their private email, which was either controlled by AOL or somebody else. But that they didn't have their own private server, and that's the real issue here, because the private servers, it appears to be that it was set up precisely to avoid the ability of the government or anybody else to get access to that information. And so if it was truly just about, shopping trips and the like, but not having government business conducted on it, maybe you could have argued that would be okay. But that obviously business was conducted on it. Classified information has been found on it. And this represents, I think, a serious breach of national security.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Kim Holmes, author of the book, The Closing of the Liberal Mind, on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Holmes, thank you so much for being with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The expert editors from Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com, the vehicle valuation and information source trusted and relied upon by both consumers and the automotive industry, are naming the 2016 10 coolest new cars under $18,000. While many inexpensive cars are decidedly uncool, the world's auto manufacturers are putting more personality, distinction, and technology into their lower-priced offerings. Not only have affordable cars never looked so good, but they also have never been more filled with cool content. Two criteria, fun to drive and fun to own, are critical among the deciding factors of what the editors freely admit is a very subjective cool factor. The overarching number one criterion for a vehicle to place on this list. Micah Musio, Managing Editor of Video, Kelley Blue Book.
Cool sure has come a long way, and it's incredible to see all the amazing tech features and amenities you can get on an affordable car now compared to even just a few years ago.
For more information, visit KBB.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
When you hear that fanfare, it's got to be time for the one and only Steve the Movie Guy. As a matter of fact, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, it is the Movie Guy, Steve Evans. And he's talking about the box office, and he's got some coming attractions for us to talk about as well. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and X-Men Apocalypse topped the box office last weekend, making 65.8, which was a bit of a disappointment. I mean, it was about 25% off the last X-Men movie, but there have been like nine of these so far, so eventually this sort of thing runs out of gas. But hey, still 65.8 is 65.8. The big bomb at the box office was Alice Through the Looking Glass, only making about 26.9, and of course it was a movie that cost about $170 million to make. So the Walt Disney Company, a rare misstep by the Disney Company, not really putting out a movie that people actually wanted to see. And then we had that whole
and then on top of that, the Johnny Depp deal. I mean, you know, his mom dying, and of course, what's playing out in the public court with spousal abuse and all that. I mean, it's not been a very good week for Johnny Depp.
No, it hasn't. And the interesting thing about the movie is that it got so-so reviews. They're saying it was a beautiful thing to look at, but the story was a little light. However, the exit polls, the CinemaScore, gave it an A-. The people who actually made it to the theater to see it actually thought it was pretty good. So it was number two. And that will go down as a flop for the Disney company. However, they have three other movies in the top ten.
Yeah, I mean, I think they got enough to cover that bad action. What do you think?
I think so. Yeah, those movies total about $1 billion in ticket sales. So the Disney company will weather this particular storm.
Yes.
Angry Birds was number three. Captain America: Civil War, speaking of Disney, that was number four. And Neighbors 2, rounding out the top five. I saw a movie called The Lobster, which won the grand jury prize at Cannes, was a big movie at Sundance. Anytime a movie wins an award at a film festival, you should probably check out the trailer.
Yeah, exactly, right.
They tend to be, how shall I put this, maybe esoteric is a good word.
Mm-hmm.
Weird would be another word. It's a strange movie. Colin Farrell stars as this guy who's just been dumped by his wife, and he lives in a society where single people have 45 days to find true love, or else they are turned into the animal of their choice and released into the woods. That's what's going on here. Rachel Weisz also.
Wow.
Well, so anyway.
Well, that's what happens when you're on too many hallucinogens. You come up with ideas like this.
Maybe that's it. Maybe
I'm just saying.
Chemically creative there. Anyway, that's out of, in case you'd like to see that one. Remember, back in 1990, when a movie came out of nowhere, it was a huge hit, and it starred the Teenage Mutant Ninja.
Yes. And they're back on the half shell. I love it.
Al Out of the Shadows is the name of this one. Only 22% of the critics are recommending, but that's not going to make any difference because nobody expects Citizen Kane when they go see a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. This is the sixth Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. The last one, gosh, made all kinds of money, so they decided to do it again. And it's a good one, actually. I think Michelangelo, Donatello, Leonardo, and Raphael, they returned to theaters this weekend. They're battling bigger, badder, and villains. April O'Neil is played by Megan Fox this time around, and there's some kind of interesting casting going on. We have a supervillain, Shredder. He escapes custody. He joins forces with a mad scientist, Baxter Stockman, who's being played by Tyler Perry.
Perry. That's great.
So anyway, they unleash a diabolical plan to take over the world. Now, as the Turtles prepare to take on Shredder and his new crew, they find themselves facing an even greater evil with similar intentions, the notorious Krang. So there you go. The Turtles are back. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows this weekend. It will be number one. There's also a movie called Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping, which it has one of the funniest trailers I've seen in a long time. 90% of the critics are recommending this one. It's produced by Judd Apatow. And basically it sends up internet superstars a la Justin Bieber. Andy Samberg plays this guy. He's plays Connor for real. He faces a crisis of popularity after his sophomore album flops, leaving his fans and his rivals all wondering what to do when he's no longer the dopest star of all. Sarah Silverman also in this, Imogene Poots, Bill Hader, and once again produced by Judd Apatow, getting good reviews. And if you find, you know, the Kardashians and Justin Bieber a little tiresome, this is kind of a Spinal Tap treatment.
Yeah, why not?
Whole theme.
Exactly.
Pop star. Words to live by, Bill. Never stop, never stopping.
I like that. That's a T-shirt.
That is a T-shirt.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right.
Sometimes you need a good cry, and we have the movie for you. It's called Me Before You, and this is adapted from a best-selling novel by JoJo Moyes. It really is. I mean, nothing. Movies do this better than anything else, I think. This is about a story about an unexpected relationship that blossoms between a contented small-town English woman, played by Emilia Clarke, and a wealthy, paralyzed Londoner who hires her as his caretaker, played by Sam Claflin. It's really well done. 54% recommending. One critic saying this: I've watched The Trailer like 15 times now, and I get teary-eyed every time. So if this is the sort of movie you're looking for, I don't think you can go wrong with Me Before You out this weekend.
Well, there's just something about an English woman, you know, as a caretaker. I mean, you know, it's just like,
she's a young English woman, really kind of...
On top of that,
lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's a love story that is out there for you this weekend. We also have a movie which is very similar to The Martian, which really looks interesting. It's called Approaching the Unknown.
The poster looks like The Martian.
It does.
It's
not done with the budget of The Martian, or I don't think it's quite the movie that The Martian happened to be, but it is an interesting story, and the trailer looks really interesting. It's about Captain William Staniforth, played by Mark Strong. He's on a one-way solo mission to take the first steps in colonizing Mars. Like all pioneers through history, Staniforth will face insurmountable odds and life and death decisions as he rockets bravely through space. Like I say, it is a Martian-like movie, but the trailer makes it look pretty interesting. It's out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember, I don't know, I was around in 1964.
Yes, I was.
I remember this story, but March
13th. Kitty Genovese,
Yes. Repeatedly attacked. She's 28 years old. She's repeatedly attacked on a street in Queens, New York. And soon after, the New York Times published a front-page story asserting that there were 38 witnesses watching her being murdered from their apartment buildings and did nothing to help. The name of this documentary is called Witness, and this is about the death of Kitty Genovese, 28 years old. It became a symbol of urban apathy, and this movie follows the efforts of her brother, Bill Genovese. He looks to uncover the truth buried beneath the story, and in the process, he makes startling discoveries about that crime that transformed his life, obviously, condemned the city, and defined an era. 92% recommending the documentary Witness.
Wow. That's got to be powerful, Steve.
I think
it would be.
I mean, because when you think about this and you wonder, even though this was back in the mid-60s, how much has changed?
Have we
just become more seared in our perspective? I mean, you know, you see these murder rates. I mean, look at the Chicago murder rates. You think, my goodness, are we like missing a war here or something? I mean, it's like every weekend it's tens of people are dying and being murdered there in Chicago and around this country. You go, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, and the interesting thing was there were all these witnesses that supposedly watched her being murdered and did nothing.
Yeah. I don't know,
out this weekend. Another really interesting movie is one called The President. Now, this is a foreign film, and it tells the story of a dictator who comes face to face with the people he previously had ruled rather harshly. The president and his family, they rule their land with an iron fist, enjoying the life of luxury and leisure at the expense of their population's misery.
Mm-hmm.
And when it
sounds like America.
Well, you know what? This is an interesting, you know,
just
analogy, I think. Yeah, it could be a metaphor for a lot of things here. This coup d'etat happens, and he's suddenly left to care for his young grandson. The family flees on a plane, and somehow he's left behind with his young grandson, and they're forced to escape. Now the country's most wanted fugitive with a bounty on his head, the president begins this journey with the boy, crisscrossing the country to reach the sea where a ship waits to bring them to safety. So they pose as street musicians, and they travel together with the people who suffered for years under the dictatorship, and the fallen president and this innocent child are exposed firsthand to the hardships that inspired unanimous hatred for the regime. 88% recommending The President this weekend. That's an interesting concept, don't you think?
It is. It's kind of like an undercover boss meets politics or something, you know?
Good. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
That's,
sometimes rulers, or at least, you know, the upper 1% become isolated and insulated, and this, of course, addresses that particular
thing. Yeah, and the thing is, it happens. You get a coup d'etat coming in. The people, hey, they want retribution, and, you know, look what happened to Gaddafi and other leaders. I mean, it didn't bode well for them because, you know, hey, Saddam Hussein, they just say,
absolutely,
hey, party's over, and they come back, and they want a part of that leader.
Well, Saddam Hussein, that's a good example, because they did find him, what, in a ditch or some sort
of a
cellar or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he experienced that sort of thing firsthand. Finally, we have a movie here called The Bits. This is starring this actress by the name of Royalty Hightower, which
I love the name.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
She plays this 11-year-old tomboy, Tony. She becomes entranced with this dance troupe, and as she struggles to fit in, she finds herself caught up in danger as this group begins to suffer from fainting spells and other violent fits. That's why they call this movie The Fits.
Mm.
This is a psychological drama, which is directed by Anna Rose Holmer and starring Royalty Hightower, getting good marks this weekend. So
I'll tell you, we got a lot of great choices this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun at the Cineplex. Hey, don't forget the popcorn. We got Steve, the movie guy. Steve-O, good job as always. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 OREC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.